Pastor Hashem Mizbeuch, we begin Perek Shein in the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Tmid Masaf and the laws of daily and the additional sacrifice in the Seif Avodah. We were continuing the theme of the previous Perek, which opened up regarding the halacha of the Korban Tamid, the daily sacrifice. In this Perek, we discuss that in addition, that when starting the day, which the Tamid starts it, there has to always be a fire that's burning there on the Mizbech. This Rambam begins halacha off opening up on this concept of mitzvah saseh. There's a positive commandment, Lias Eshu Kuda, that there should be a burning fire on Mizbech Tamid constantly on the Mizbech. Shem like says the Pasuk Mikra, Esh Tamid, a constant fire, Tukur on Mizbech, should be burning on the Mizbech. Now, and that's Alpha Pisha Eshu Adim in the Shemaim, although fire descended from heaven miraculously, Mitzvah Havi Eshu in the Hedyah, there was still a mitzvah to bring fire from a human being, from a regular person. Shem like says the Pasuk, V'noshnu b'nei ha'aron ha'koyanim, that the sons of Aaron that come, they should place Esh on Mizbech, fire on Mizbech, and that's a mitzvah ase. Now, Halacha Beis tells us regarding this fire that Baboiker in the morning, Urchen Eitzim, is another related halacha. They would organize, they would arrange wood, and they would organize, in other words, they would burn those woods that they organized, and they made this huge bonfire of fire that was the first fires that they organized. It's called Marocha, the pyre. A large one of fire. Shemak says in the pasuk, "Uvir leha koyin etzim babeker babeker," that the koyin would burn, who would consume the woods every single morning. And the mitzvah lahalit shnegizam. In addition, besides to make this big fire, they also had a mitzvah to bring up shnegizam two logs shal eitz of wood im tamet shal shachar with the daily karmatama, which was the theme of the previous parak. More than just the woods. There was the marocha, the woods that they made to make this pyre. And then in addition, when they brought the korban tamid shel shachar to consume that korban tamid, they brought additionally with it two logs. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Uvir oleh ha'kohen eitzim ba'boker," that the kohen would consume on it wood in the morning. And so they would add two logs with the daily sacrifice that came in the evening, like we said in the previous peg. Where do we know that from? The two logs in the evening. It says in the pasuk, they will organize the wood on the fire, which we already spoke about that. Some from tradition, they learned the pasuk, although it's in the context of the tamid shel shachar, already mentioned it, is coming to refer to the tamid shel bein abayim. The evening karma tamid also had the two logs that came with it. Now, halacha gimel, there is, however, a difference. Shnei gizam shel ben abayim, the two logs that came in the evening with the tamid that's in the ben abayim, mal nishtim shnei kanim, two kan would bring it up. Kol echad ve'echad, each every one, be'etz yichidi v'yad, they had a singular log in his hand. Shnei mekaz is in the pasuk v'orchu in the plural. They organized it. Havikon shneim, that's two. Aval shel shachar b'kayin nechad, but actually, by tamid shel shachar, the two logs actually were brought with one kain, because it says, v'bir lahar kain, in the singular, to say there was one kain. Halacha dal ram tells us, how many of these fires, these marochas, these pyres were there on the Mizbech? Sholosh marochas shal eish, there was three pyres of fire, oisim marisha Mizbech v'chol yom, were made on the Mizbech every single day. So we're showing you the first one, as we already mentioned, marocha gedil was a large pyre. Shalel makriven ha-tamid m'shar ha-kabonis, that's where they would sacrifice the daily sacrifice with all the other kabonis. Yet shnia, second pyre, b'tzida, on the side of it, ketana that was small, shememen aloichen eish b'machta, that from there is where they took fire with a pan, to use to burn the incense in the Mizbech Azav inside the Heichel every single day. Shlishi, the third fire, nothing was on that fire. Elikayim, mitzvahs eish, rather that was to fulfill the mitzvah of, like we said, that it should be brought to have fire, as we said in Halacha Aleph. Shnamak said in the Pasuk, eish tamatukat, there should be a constant fire burning, that was the mitzvah that for the Kehanim to have over there. Now Halacha Hei, mipiash mulamdu. Now, from tradition, they learned the source of these three fires. This says in the pasuk al moikta on the pyre, al mezbech on the fire, on the altar. Zumerach gedil, it refers to the large fire where they burned the korbanos. When it says in the pasuk veishem mezbech tugabai, that a fire on the altar should be burning over there, zumerach shni shal gitaris, that refers to the second pyre that they would use to take that fire to burn the incense inside the heichel. And when it says in the pasuk veishem mezbech tugabai, that the fire on the Mizbeach should be burning on it, Zumarach Shni Shlishes Shalkima Ish, that's the third fire of to maintain a fire. But regarding the limbs and the fat, Shalayin the Sakal Mabev, which did not get burnt from the previous evening, Nisan Aitzim Bitsidi Marocha Gedil, they would put them on the side of the large pyre. In other words, they put it there until they make the Marocha Gedil in the morning, and then they'd put it back on the Marocha Gedil, and that's where they would burn them, where they burnt all the karbanas during the daytime. Now, Halacha Vav continues, regarding these fires, there's a prohibition. Hamachabe Esh HaMizbech, if someone extinguishes the fire of the altar, like it gets lashes. Kashnemet says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisich, but that it shouldn't be extinguished. And Afilik HaChilas Achas, even one coal. Even if he first took it off from the altar and then they extinguish it, like he's going to get lashes. Now, aval eish machta, but in contrast, the fire of the pan, meaning that they were taking the pan to use for the Ketores, as we mentioned before, and the eish menorah, that when the Neir Maravi would go out from the menorah, they would only relight it after it was cleaned out from the Mizbech HaChitzan, from this fire on top of this Mizbech, which is the fire for the lamp. Shechinah b'mizbech l'hadigman, if it was prepared on the altar, to use it to light for it, again, for the Ketores or for the menorah. Even though the person extinguished it on the top of the Mizbeach, Pater, then he actually would be exempt. Why? It was really removed for a purpose of a different mitzvah, again, either for the Keteris of the Menorah, and therefore, I'm not going to call it the fires of the Mizbeach, because it's not the fires of the Mizbeach, although it's there and I'm taking it from there, but it was already considered for the Menorah and for the Machta, for the Keteris, and therefore that would not be a violation. Halacha Zayin continues regarding how they actually organized these fires on the Mizbeach. So, Kesher Mesader Atzim Menocha Gedelim, when they would organize, put in order the woods of the large fire, Mesadra Bin Mizrach HaMizbeach, so they would organize those that pyre on the eastern part of the Mizbeach, and V'yimareha, and this should be evident, Shehishcha L'sadim Bin Mizrach, that was started to be organized on the eastern side. Moreover, V'reva Chayi Bin HaGizam, there was a gap, there was space between the logs, and moreover, V'rosh HaGizam HaPanimim, the end of the inner part of the logs, that which was towards the inner part of the Mizbeach, Hayinoygim Badeshin would touch the ashes, Shebeemtza HaMizbeach, that was in the middle of Mizbeach, V'hanikra, that was called Tapuach, the mound, which was the place where the ashes were piled up in the middle of Mizbeach, where they would shovel it together from the sides to the middle, the inner part of the logs of this Baruch Gedil should be touching that pile. Now, after that, they put together, they organized the large pyre, again, where all the karbanos are burnt, then they would go ahead and select the good pieces of fig wood, meaning from a fig tree, that those branches. And then they would organize the second pyre, that which was used, its fires to be used to burn the keteres, the incense, inside the heichel. Now, where would they organize this pyre? Mekeneged keren marobes deraimus, opposite the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, Meshucha min hakeren, withdrawn from the corner, klabetzaman, towards the north, meaning pulled away from the south towards the north, arba amas, a distance of 4 amas, uvoka mechamesh sin gechom, and on it was around 5 saw of coals. Meaning what that means to say is that they would put on wood, and that amount, that when it gets burnt, it would be 5 saw of coals, again, so that you could shovel out from it a large amount that you can use for the keteres. Now, on Shabbos, they would add on another 3. They would make it like around that it should be 5 soft coals. And the reason for that is Neshalem Akdim Mechol Shabbos, because on that fire they would burn every single Shabbos Shnei Bezichel Levonish Lechem Aponim, the 2 spoonfuls of frankincense of the Lechem Aponim, and hence you needed more coals than just what you needed to take for the keteres inside the Hechel. Halachates, Merucha Shlishis, the 3rd fire, Shalkim Ha'esh, which was there to maintain fire on the Mizbech, Isa B'chamokah B'shiritzim in the Mizbech, that you can make any place that you wanted from the Mizbech, Umatzah B'Hasesh, and that you ignite from it the fire. Now, B'loyatzah Sa'esh L'mata, but, so you make the, you organize the wood and you light over the fire, but B'loyatzah Sa'esh L'mata, you should not light up the fire on bottom of the Mizbech, B'yaloy Sa'esh, and then bring it up to the Mizbech. No, you have to light on the Mizbech itself. Kishnem, the Pasuk says, Ve'esh ha-Mizbech tukat boy, the fire of the altar tukat boy, you shall light boy in it, which mikan, from here we learn, la-hatsasa, for the igniting of the flame, shleitiyah, el-bereish ha-Mizbech, that should only be on the top of the Mizbech. Now, Halacha Yud continue regarding these fires on the Mizbech, which the Maruch HaGedolah went and burnt all the karbanos on those fires, so there's a related mitzvah of, after those ashes from the burnt karbanos, is the mitzvah Trumas Adeshin. Adamas Adeshin, the removal of the ashes, Me'al Mizbeach, from the altar, B'chol Yom, every single day, was mitzvah say is a Pasuk commandment. Shemak says in the Pasuk, Behein Mesadeshin, that you should elevate, you should take off from the ashes. V'yavoydim, avoydis kun, and this is one of the services that is of avoydah for the Kohanim. Now, avigdi kuhuna, now, regarding the Kohanim garment, should turn Behem Adeshin, that they would use to take the shovelful of the ashes, Yibchusin Menam Agadim, should be a lower level than the garment Shemeshamesh Behem Shavoydis, that he would use to serve by all the other avoidas. Kishnem says in the Pasuk, Ufashit is begadim, that he should take off his garments, V'lovish begadim acheir, and wear other garments, Behem Adeshin, and do the Trumas Adeshin. As Ram explains, you know, im acherim she big dechol. When it says other garments, it doesn't mean like, oh, not kohanic garments, rather mundane garments. Elei sheyu fuchusim in the Hashem, just that it should be lesser than the first ones. The reason for that is levisha in the derech eretz is not appropriate proper conduct. Sheim ze kais l'rabbi that he should pour the cup for his master like a butler, which is honorable. But begadim in the garment shabishim gedei l'rabbi that he went to use and cook the pot for his master, which gets all dirty and full of filth. That therefore the Trumas HaDeshen, which is the ashes, should not be the same one that they use for all the other avodas. Now, Halacha Yudav qualifies when was this actually done. When would they take off the ashes every single day? So every single day was Mashiach Lamar HaShachar, by dawn, by the break of dawn. Uvirgalim, now on Yom Teve, Mitchila Shlish and Tzoy Shalayla would be the beginning of the middle third, meaning after the first third of the night, and the beginning of the middle third of the night. And the reason for that is because as many people bring karbanos in Yom Tov, therefore they had to go ahead and do the harama earlier. And the Yom Kippur Mechatzas Elayla was from midnight, and the reason for that is because the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avoidus, and we want him to have done this earlier so that he's not in the rush because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Lachid Beis tells us how actually it was done. Kitzad determined how is the Trumas HaDeshen done? So Misha Zachalitrim, the one who merits, because as we'll discuss later, there was a lottery, whoever merited to do the Trumas HaDeshen, so Toivali immersed himself, which actually was before the lottery, but Levish Big Darama, and he wears the garments that he uses, which we said a little bit less than the regular Quranic garments, the garments that he used for Trumas HaDeshen, and then he goes and he sanctifies his hands and his feet, and they tell him, he's already be careful, that maybe you're going to go ahead and touch the vessel to do this Avodah, before you went and you do Kiddush Dayim Raglayim. The reason for this is because, although every Avodah requires a Kiddush Dayim Raglayim, but here he's going by himself, and maybe he's going to forget and touch, whatever they warned him. And then, after he did Kiddush Dayim Raglayim, he would take the shovel, the pan, the shalkesef, and it was made out of silver, and it was placed by the corner between the ramp and the altar by the western part of the ramp. And that's where this shovel was kept. He went and he took the pan, went up to the top of the mizbech. He would move away the coals to either side. And then he would take a shovelful of the coals that got consumed in the heart of the fire, meaning in the real deeper part of it. He would take a shovelful, the yod lamat la'aretz, and he would go down to the bottom on the ground. He would come down off the top of the mizbech. V'hayfach panav l'tzafen, and he would turn his face towards the north, which is that he would basically do a 180, because coming down the ramp is going south. He would turn around towards the north. U'mahalach ba'aret, and he would go on the ground, l'mizrach ha-kevesh, to the east of the kevesh, meaning he would go towards, so to speak, the right. K'may esa amas, like around the distance of 10 amas, kalap etzafen towards the north. And then he would pile up the coals that he shoveled off onto the ground. It should be a distance from the ramp, which was 32 amas, so he's still around the on the side of the ramp area. He only went up 10 amas. At a distance from the ramp on the side, of 3 handbreadths. And this is the same place where they put the crop of the bird from that bird carbon, which was done on other times. V'dishna v'hamizbeach, and they would put the ashes of hamizbeach apnimi from the inner altar. V'hamanayr, and from the manayr, that's also in the heichel, where they put those ashes also over here in the same place. Now, v'chatiyazu, and this shoveling, shachayse b'machta, that he shoveled with this pan, u'mayr l'ritz v'ezel mizbeach, and he put it down on the ground near the mizbeach, hi ha-mitzah shal koyim, that's the mitzah of every single day, called the Trumas HaDeshen, unlike the other part where you take the rest of the ashes. But this was a mitzah every single day of the truma. It's like taking off an elevation of the ashes in the morning. Now, halach yud gimel achas yored zeh shetam. Now, after this one who did the Trumas HaDeshen came down and he did what he did, so rotzim echav kahanim. So his fellow kahan would run umekachim yidim regleim b'mehaden. They would quickly sanctify their hands and their feet. V'nutmas amagreifus, and then they would take these shovels to remove the ashes that's the rest over there. To take, because now we have to clear up the fires to make the next day's karbanos. So we take those ashes and they would clear it out to the tapuach, which is the pile of ashes in the middle of mizbeach, and vesatinois, and they would take these spits. They would go up to the top mizbeach. Now, all the limbs of the oilers and all the sacrificial parts of all the karbanos that did not get to all through night. So that's we need the spits for to move the actual unconsumed parts to move them to the sides of mizbeach, so that when they're finished, they can put it back onto the fires. Because first they have to clean up the fire. Now, it may not start machzikim if the sides of the mizbech cannot contain all those limbs and all those sacrificial parts. So, soydim oisim makevesh, so they would organize it on the ramp, keneged asayiv, opposite the area of the ledge, which went through a little bit above the midpoint of the mizbech. And then they would clear out the ashes with the shovels from all the sides of Mizbech. And they would pile it up on top of the mound of in the middle of Mizbech. And they would shovel that pile with the Psachter. Meaning when they had this pile, you can't leave it there forever. They would shovel out that pile with this Psachter. It's a large tool, large vessel that contains a lesach. And with that tool, that's it, would take all the ashes, after the Trumas Hadeshim was done, take down those ashes, down with this with the Psachter. Now, however, on Yom Tovim, they wouldn't take down the rest of the ashes. They actually would leave a huge big pile in the middle of Mizbech. They should know the Mizbech, it's a beautiful Mizbech, to see, wow, look how many karbanos are being brought here on the Yom Tov. Now, Lach Yedad qualifies, who gets to do this Avodah? Meaning taking down the ashes, not the Trumas Hadeshim, that's an Avodah, but the rest of the ashes. So, Kol Mi Sheyirtzeh Min HaKanim, whoever wanted to do from the Kanim, Memali Min HaDeshen Shehiridu L'mata. He could fill up from the ashes that they take down, Umaytzi Chutz La'ir, and that's taken actually out of the city. This is unlike the Trumas HaDeshen, which is just a shovelful, this is the rest of the ashes, taken out of the city, L'Shevach HaDeshen, to the place where all the ashes are poured. Vein Lo Tzitz HaDeshen L'chutz Pierce. Now, the taking out, what's called Hitzos HaDeshen, the taking out of the ashes out of the city, does not require peace, does not require a lottery. El colorates whoever wanted to do it. Now, it never was that the Kayanim would be lazy, taking out the ashes, meaning even though it's not like one of the Avodas, still they never were lazy to fulfill that Hitzos HaDeshen. Now, halachat as well, even though the taking out of the ashes is not considered, quote unquote, an Avoda, but in Balei Mumen Metzin, they say, but the Blemish Kayanim would not take it out. When they would take it out of the city, they would leave it in a place that the winds don't blow there very strongly to go ahead and scatter it. And also where there's no swine that would go ahead and burrow into it. And neither should you scatter it over there. Krishna says in the pasuk, some you should place it, meaning it should be placed there with in a organized, calm way, so that it shouldn't be blown and scattered all around. And also, Vaslan's boy, it's also been to have benefit from it because this is the kachim of the ashes of the kachim, and therefore one is forbidden to have any benefit from these ashes.